Erin Carrico is with the Murray Convention and Visitors Bureau, and she says tonight's display over the north side of Murray is the capstone of this year's Freedom Fest. And there's a lot of preparation going on behind the scenes.
We have to get state approval. We have to get local approval. The fire marshal goes out. There are official papers that you have to sign and turn in for insurance. You can't just go down to the soccer field and shoot off the fireworks.
And there's also the cost of closing off streets, security, overtime pay for EMS and police, and of course buying the explosives and hiring a state-approved professional pyrotechnician, which, to put on a good show, can cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Actually, the city doesn't pay anything for the fireworks.
And that's because the city of Murray partnered with small engine manufacturer Briggs & Stratton several years back to ensure that financial restraints never diminish the show's payload or performance. Julie Heckman is director of the American Pyrotechnic Association, which collects economic studies on firework events and consumer sales. She says partnerships are a growing trend, especially in towns coming back from the recent recession.
What we have seen in some towns that have been challenged is a shift from the municipal budget and more of the funding coming from local sponsors.
Heckman says a town of Murray's size can generate several million dollars in revenue from hotel bookings, restaurant and retail sales, and boat rentals.
Often people will camp out all day trying to save their spot for the best viewing. So if there are restaurants and shopping in that general area, people will go spend their money.
And without having to buy the fireworks themselves, more of that revenue stays in the city well past the night of celebration. Carrico says Murray doesn't yet have an economic benefit study on the revenue pulled in over July 4th, but she says there's a greater benefit to making sure the fireworks show stays on.
It just kind of gives us a sense of community pride that we can have a celebration, because we know that, if you don't have fireworks, then there's no Freedom Fest.
I'm Rob Canning in Murray.